Good evening. I'm Brian Hackney.
And I'm Juliette Goodrich. This evening, a security breach is putting hundreds of UC Berkeley housing units at risk.
University announced somebody stole the master keys with access to about 1,000 apartment units. This happened to the apartments at the large University Village complex located in Albany. And as KPX 5 Style N reports, the added stress comes as students are getting ready for their finals this week.
Not the first. It's the second time here in 2 years. Someone stole the box containing master keys to the entire village.
3,500 residents. Like, that's a lot of people to have their safety and their homes put at risk a second time.
Graduate student Nathan Gong, his wife, and two young kids live at the University Village.
All of our mailboxes are not secure. There's been a ton of mail theft here already. Now every single door.
After UC Berkeley made the announcement Friday night, he immediately hired a locksmith to replace his lock.
I'm concerned about my little ones.
The university says it may take them weeks to change all the locks since there are 974 apartments spread out on 58 acres. The people who live here are students with families, many of them with young children.
If someone were to enter your home while you were in there, if there's a potential for violence, it's just alarming.
I cannot really fall asleep during the night if you have the thought like, oh, someone might break in during the night.
This undergrad says she kept a pepper spray and taser near her bed in the last two nights. She's waiting for the university to change her lock. In the meantime, she's about to install surveillance cameras to her front and back doors.
Everyone just so scared and frustrated.
For someone to steal the master keys, you can only anticipate that they plan on using them.
Housing officials discovered the theft on Friday. The UC Berkeley Police Department is investigating how someone stole the master keys. Also, no answers yet on how the university plans to prevent it from happening a third time.
Mistakes happen. That's understandable. The same exact mistake twice within such a short period after complete assurances tells me that was empty, that they don't have a plan in place.
I feel I don't really trust the university anymore.
The university apologizes for the stress. They're giving free door chains and door stops to residents. University police officers are also stepping up patrols in the village.
This is not a scenario that I've seen before. We probably changed close to 20 locks this weekend.
All these worries as final exams begin on Monday.
This is one last thing that you'd want to think about when you're trying to study for a big final or something.
So far, no reports of any home burglaries connected to the key theft. In Albany, I'm Da Lin, KPIX 5.
An Alameda County deputy was hospitalized after a suspected drunk driver slammed into a patrol car. You can take a look at this. The front of the car completely smashed. It happened on 16th Avenue and Foothill Boulevard in Oakland early this morning. Alameda County Sheriff's deputies say a driver was going at a high rate of speed and ran a red light, smashing head-on into the patrol car. The deputy was taken to the hospital for injuries and is expected to be okay. The driver of the other car was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. Also in the East Bay, a drunk driver crashes into a police motorcycle in Richmond. The officer was on the side of the road when a driver smashed into the motorcycle. Police say the driver had a felony DUI warrant and was also on probation for DUI. The driver's breathalyzer test was more than three times the legal limit. Fortunately, no one was injured.
Today, NTSB crews removed the wreckage of that small plane crash in the Marin Headlands. It was carrying two people when it went down in heavy fog, killing both on board Friday afternoon. Councilman Road was closed while crews were removing the plane. Helicopter helped lift the plane up before putting it on a flatbed. Councilman Road is back open again tonight. As we mentioned, both the pilot and the passenger were killed. Family members have identified the passenger as Jennifer Fox from Sacramento. She was a mother, a life coach, and a beauty expert who owned a skincare business. Pilot's family has not released his name yet. Now at 6, a historic church is under threat in San Jose. There are plans in the works to demolish Grace Cathedral for a housing development.
But as KPX 5's John Ramos reports, some in the congregation are pushing for it to be declared a city landmark.
Grace Baptist Church in San Jose played an important role in the civil rights movement of the 1960s, and they'd like to carry that mission of social justice into the future. The question is, do they need the building to do that? The church was built in the late 1940s and was at one time ministered by famous anti-war crusader Reverend Shorty Collins. The basement was used as an organizing location for the early United Farm Workers, and Cesar Chavez was known to speak here. Dr. Penny Hoag has been a member here since 1961, when she was a student at San Jose State.
We had students from our group here at the church go to the summer of Mississippi and help register voters. And this church represents a conscience and always has.
But while the passion for social justice may live on, the building probably won't. Plans are in the works to demolish the huge block-long church property to create a new mid-rise housing and commercial use development here. Pastor George Oliver explains why.
At the beginning of this year, you know, our treasury was somewhere dipping below $60,000 total for the year. And so we were in a dire strait.
Reverend Oliver says the church cannot exist with that financial situation, and he says the only way to continue its ministry is to give up the 80-year-old building.
What we did was use the resources that God had given us almost a century ago in the best use of it now.
He says the new development will include a 10,000 square foot space for the church with ceilings high enough to accommodate the church's huge silent film era theater pipe organ. But longtime church member Gene Wardrip says all the church's outreach programs operate from the building, and she opposes the plan to demolish it.
So it was hurried because this one made the most money. This particular development made the most money. And when you have a pastor that's only been here 1 year, he doesn't care about the history of the building or the building. He cares more about the money and what he can do with it.
The pastor says the plan was approved by two-thirds of the congregation, and an agreement with the developer is already signed. But some who oppose it have filed to have the church recognized as a historical landmark for both its history and architecture. The city is considering the idea, but last week deferred a decision pending more investigation. In the meantime, the pastor says they're moving ahead with the plan that he says would sacrifice a building to save a church.
Preservation would mean financial devastation for this church. And that's the short answer for it.
It's still very relevant and a vehicle of service to the least of these.
In San Jose, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
The pastor estimates it could take about 2 years to get city approval for the project and another 3 years to complete it.
Well, one way to celebrate Mother's Day at the Berkeley Book Festival. It is back in person after its pandemic hiatus. And the folks who showed up, plenty of outdoor entertainment. They listened to special guest speakers.
It's so wonderful to meet readers again through the pandemic. Of course, I've been speaking to my readers, you know, via Zoom. That's okay, but it's so much better to do it live.
Was also Berkeley's 8th annual book festival, Jules.
And this Mother's Day, there was a special brunch for so many unhoused mothers and their families. They had a very special treat in San Francisco. One Nob Hill restaurant teaming up with a nonprofit to give them a meal they will not forget. KPIX 5's Sean Chitness was there.
It's lovely, it's beautiful to have her come around and be as a family again.
Mariana Varis celebrated Mother's Day with her mom and her son this year, just one of the many families hosted by Le Colonial restaurant in San Francisco. Her mother says it was a wonderful feeling to be together after a long time.
We're comfortable enough and feeling proud enough of ourselves to take a picture.
The event is organized by Compass Family Services. These families are working with the nonprofit's transitional housing program and its temporary shelter.
Every parent wakes up in the morning wanting to do right by their children.
The lunch provides a meal for families to share, as well as a chance for children to make cards for their mothers.
We see you. We know that you're trying your best with your child.
We see both sides of it.
Staff at the restaurant tell us they have a unique perspective on what's happening in the city because they're located right in between the Tenderloin and Nob Hill neighborhoods.
Give somebody a couple hours of love, of understanding, of appreciation. It really, even that little bit, even a small thing, is going to make a world of difference for their Mother's Day.
It's the third time the restaurant and the nonprofit have hosted the lunch and the first gathering since the pandemic.
It was great. The first time we took a picture in 20 years together, and to show people that this is what we were, and the memories that where we came from to where we are now.
These mothers don't want to shy away from their past, but show gratitude for the progress they're making and the bright future they see for their families.
Happy Mother's Day to all the single moms out there and all the moms that's struggling.
Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
A fire has displaced four households and four businesses in Oakland. The fire broke out yesterday afternoon, happened on the first floor of a three-story building on Fruitvale Avenue near 580. Crews did get that fire under control in less than 30 minutes, and there's no word on the cause.
Well, sometimes people get stuck on rides at theme parks, but this rescue mission at Six Flags Magic Mountain really takes the cake. On Thursday, a wayward bear actually got stuck between two trailers at the L.A. County Amusement Park. It's unclear how it got there, but it all set off an hours-long rescue operation. First, fish and wildlife workers sedated the bear, and once it was asleep, fire crews moved one of the trailers to pull the bear out and release it back into the wild. Heading to Truckee now. Look at this, dealing with more bears. Just a normal part of the job for firefighters and officers. On Friday, two bear cubs were hiding behind a red box in front of a CVS at the same time mom was spotted up in a tree. So someone with the Bear League helped Truckee police capture the cubs. And in a story fit for Mother's Day weekend, the cubs were then reunited with their mom, as you can see, racing up to the tree to reach her. All right, slushy conditions in the Sierra this evening. Let's take a look at time lapse of the snow blanketing over Tahoe and the ski resorts. And you can see how wind is blowing snow, reducing visibility. A winter weather advisory is in effect until now, until 11 tonight along Interstate 80 and also Highway 50. So some drivers looking for a quick Mother's Day getaway, well, they were caught off guard.
We just assumed it'd be bring the shorts, the flip-flops. Last night she said, it's supposed to snow 2 inches tomorrow. It's supposed to snow. I'm like, sure, sure it is. And
sure. Palisades Tahoe closed all their lifts today because of the stormy conditions. Drivers headed to the Sierra. If you are heading there, be prepared for delays and chains tonight. All right. Thanks so much for watching. 60 Minutes is coming up next.
And we will see you back here at 11. Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. And before I say goodnight, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brian.
And to you. We'll see you at 11.
And to you all. Yeah.